Mishnechetz, the final two Mishnayos of the Masechta discuss the mitzvah of teshuvah, the mitzvah of repenting for one's sins on Yom Kippur, and really how one gains atonement for any sin which he performs. Begins the Mishnah, chatos e korban chatos. Any avera for which the punishment for performing that avera on purpose is kores, so if he performs it by mistake, then he is obligated to bring a korban chatos. As well as that, there is a second category of a korban chatos known as a korban oile v'yored, which is offered up only for a number of specific averus, such as eating a korban whilst one is tomei, or entering the Beis HaMikdash whilst he is tomei, or swearing falsely. For one of those averus, he would be liable to bring a korban oile v'yored, which literally means a korban going up and down. The reason why it is called this is because the korban depends on how wealthy one is. A wealthy person would bring a sheep, a less wealthy person would bring birds as the offering, and if he was even poorer, then he would just bring a flower offering, and it's because there are different levels of what one has to bring, it is known as a korban oile v'yored, going up and down. Be as it may, those are the two types of korban chatos. Number one, an avera for which the punishment for doing it intentionally is kores, so if you do it unintentionally, then you have to bring a korban chatos. And number two, a korban oile v'yored, which is bought for very specific sins, and it depends on how wealthy the person is. Okay, v'oshem vadai, a korban oshem, which is bought when one sinned. The reason why it's called an oshem vadai, which means a definite korban oshem, is because there is also an oshem toloi, which is bought when one is not sure whether he violated a sin. But here we're talking about an oshem vadai, where he is sure that he violated a particular sin. And the Torah lists which particular averus one needs to bring a korban oshem for. One example is if he benefited from something which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, if he benefited from that for his own benefit, then he would have to bring a korban oshem. There are other examples as well. Be as the Mishnah says that for any avera for which one has to bring a korban chatos or a korban oshem for, once he brings that korban mechaprin, the korbanos atones for that sin, and the full atonement is reached just by that korban. Now, the condition for this is that he does teshuvah. As long as he does teshuvah, and he repents and regrets the sin, and confesses that he sinned, and decides not to do the sin again, if he does real teshuvah, then the korbanos atone for his sin. Now, for averus for which the punishment is not to bring a korban, so there are other ways in which his sin is atoned for. Number one, misa, death itself. If one does teshuvah just before he dies, so the death atones for pretty much every sin. V'yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur as well. Mechaprin, they atone for the sins in teshuvah. Again, as long as he does teshuvah. Death actually atones for more than Yom Kippur atones for. For example, if one makes a Chilul Hashem, then Yom Kippur and teshuvah, that is not enough to atone for the sin of Chilul Hashem. And only when the person dies, only then, if he does teshuvah together with the death, only then would he gain an atonement for that severe avera of Chilul Hashem. It says the Mishnah, teshuvah mechaperes al averes kalos. Teshuvah alone atones for lighter, less severe averes, and this refers to averes for which the Torah did not specify any punishment. If there is no punishment down here in Olam Hazeh, such as Malkus getting lashed, or a korban, or Misa being killed by Beis Din, if the Torah does not specify a punishment for that avera, so that avera is considered to be less severe, and teshuvah alone is enough to atone for that. Whether he violated a positive mitzvah or a negative mitzvah. Now the truth is, when it comes to mitzvahs aseh, positive mitzvahs, to do this, to do that, the Torah never specifies what punishment one gets for not doing that mitzvah. With the exception of two mitzvahs, a korban pesach and bris milah, where the Torah says that one receives kores if he does not perform those mitzvahs, but all of the other mitzvahs aseh would come under the category of lighter, less severe transgressions, since the Torah does not specify the punishment for not doing them. On the other hand, when it comes to negative mitzvahs, mitzvahs leisaseh, so there is a punishment for pretty much every one of those. Most mitzvahs leisaseh, the punishment is malchus, getting lashed. There are only a few averus which the Torah does not specify punishment for, or the one does not receive malchus for. For example, if that avera did not involve an action. The rule is that one does not get lashed for an avera which does not involve an action. And there are also another few types of averas for which one wouldn't receive malchus, and he wouldn't have to bring a korban, there wouldn't be another punishment. So for those things, since there is no punishment given down here in this world, that is a sign that teshuvah alone is enough to atone for that sin. But for more severe sins, one which do have real punishments over here, so if one does teshuvah, he toila. The teshuvah sort of suspends the avera in the air. Hashem won't punish this person yet, until Yom Kippur comes along and atones for the sin. if he doesn't repeat the sin before Yom Kippur, so we see that his repentance and his teshuva was genuine, and it was for real, so then Yom Kippur would atone for that sin together with the repentance. Yom Kippur, of course, of all days of the year, is considered the biggest day for atonement. Ki bayom hazeh echapra aleichem. For on this day Hashem will atone for your sins. And it should be noted, actually, that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was the Sarla Azazel, which was sent off the cliff, the goat, so even if one did not do teshuva, Yom Kippur would atone for all of the Jewish people's sins. And that was the great, awesome power of the Yom Kippur service, as well as the Sar La'Azazel. However, even during the Beis HaMikdash, when there was all of these services, aveis which one transgressed bein odom lachaviroi, between one man and another, if you harmed anybody else, then even the Sar La'Azazel would not atone for that sin. And the next mission will go into more detail about that.